This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What story captured more of your attention and brain power over the weekend? Journalism rallying to win the Preakness, Scottie Scheffler's 11 underscore to win the PGA title, or are you still obsessing on all aspects of the Caleb Williams story from last week?
That's well put, because the question implies and uses the word obsessing.
Yes.
And I think there was a degree of that because of what that Caleb Williams story, the Carl Williams story, really represented to me was everybody looking backward and everybody talking and regurgitating things that we had already litigated in the Chicago sports scene. We knew what was happening going into the draft, and we suspected things that were later confirmed and are going to be confirmed in Seth Wickersham's book. So I don't know that it really has much effect on 2025, because Ben Johnson arrived, the coaching staff previously is gone, and a lot of these things sounded like old news to me. That's just me. So I wasn't obsessing over that. I didn't give it a second thought after Friday, to be honest with you. I did predict Scottie Scheffler to win the PGA. I think that
yes.
We have that on tape.
Congratulations.
Somewhere. You're welcome. You can take golf tips and horse racing tips from me.
He kicked the crap out of everyone. Yeah,
he did. He dominated. Scottie Scheffler's back. I don't think he ever left. Now, I had a lot going on. I was focused on baseball this weekend. I have to say, I know you won't find this hard to believe.
You didn't watch the Preakness.
I didn't watch the Preakness, Molly. I felt so bad about it, too. I felt so guilty. And Saturday night, it was my 6:30. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I missed the Preakness. And I'm like, who won?
See, that's why we need to have money on it.
So I watched the replay. But I'm not going to sit here and lie like, oh, yeah, that was riveted. And I heard you and Mitch talking about it. And I knew what you were talking about based on
right.
I watched the replay. But, no, I wasn't there for the first time around.
For me, I mean, I'm not a part of the show pool with you guys and stuff, so I did not watch the Preakness. I didn't watch that, although I was paying attention,
right.
And, you know, knowing what's going on and stuff like that. I did not pay attention too much to the golf, but David, I mean, I got to give you some credit. I mean, for a person who's not really interested in horse racing or golf, you really predict a few good winners, so I'll give you that. I was obsessing over the Caleb Williams story. Now, I don't know if you guys saw, I was watching everything. Anything that popped up
yes.
that said Caleb Williams
yes.
over the weekend, I watched.
Yes.
I saw that he went to Whitney Young High School and he spoke there.
Lane Tech, too.
Lane Tech. And then he talked, and I was trying to pay attention to everything that they asked him to see if, like, somebody would ask him, like, hey, about that report about the Bears, what do you got to
yeah.
say? Like, I was paying attention to that the whole time. So, myself, I was definitely obsessed with the Caleb Williams story.
Yeah, I was totally obsessed with the Caleb Williams story. I spent a lot of time thinking about it. I took a really long bike ride on Friday, and I went over like all these details in my head. And then when I was going to bed Friday night, I think it was Friday night, I had my device with me, and I looked at Twitter. And somehow on our feed, Kurt Warner popped up, saying that, you know, the NFL is not the place where they teach you to watch film. You should already know how to break down film before you wind up in the NFL. And then I got this kind of obsession with that and started wondering, when is it that you really learn to break down tape? And when and if you remember, I kept thinking about the new head coach, Ben Johnson, saying that Caleb and I are going to have to watch a lot of tape together.
Yes.
Because he needs to see film the way I do, and he yes. needs to know what I'm thinking. And I thought, like, wow, so they didn't do that before, and now is he going to teach him how to watch break down tape? Does he already know how to break down tape? I came a hair away from bothering our friend Olin Krutz at home on Sunday because I was thinking about it as I was watching
that's
some of the
coaching,
golf.
That's coaching, though. That's good coaching.
But like Olin is one of the best guys ever at breaking down tape. It's one of his – he's not a quarterback, but he breaks down tape and he sees everything on it. When do you learn that? When does that ability – first come to you? When do you become obsessed, using our word about Caleb, with this? I just think it's I don't know why.
When you realize that you're aspect, not as talented as you thought that you were.
That aspect
and
of it.
There's a degree of
how
what happened
how
last year.
How much tape did you watch in college?
Oh my gosh, Molly, it's the only reason I played. I'm just in my own personal experience, it's the only reason I played early. I watched tape all the time. I
taught you to watch tape? Do you learn on your own?
I think if you are,
watch tape with a group.
I think if you're a good student, you can become a good same thing applies when you're watching tape. You know what to look for. You become trained and conditioned and what the tendencies and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, you can become guys who are good or get by because of your ability to watch tape and know what you're watching. That was my thing as a college football player. But Caleb Williams, I think – if last year humbled him, then he will be a better in the film room.
Okay.
But you've got to realize your limitations to be able to accept what you're watching and being able to make a difference.
But as I was reading all the stuff around what Warner said and people responding to him, there was this sort of idea that if you're left in a room to watch tape, you should know exactly what you're looking for and when to turn it on and how to watch. We act like... oh, they didn't sit down with him and hold his hand through the watching of the tape. You know, you're supposed to be able to do that was kind of the idea that some of these people were expressing. I don't know.
Well, to some degree, I think last year was the first year that Caleb Williams really struggled as a quarterback.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So last year maybe taught him some lessons that he never knew he needed to learn. And maybe that's the lesson of last year. You can't watch tape alone. You're not going to get by with your talent. It's the NFL. Welcome to the NFL. Now you're going to learn how to get better by watching tape.
See, I think it's a bigger, cooler story than we're acknowledging, and that's why I was obsessed with it.
I like that, but see, what you're saying about it and thinking about it is spinning it forward. I prefer that than regurgitating.
I totally
agree.
Yeah.
Carl Williams said this, and it happened, and Caleb's a diva. No, I spin it forward.
What do you learn
from this?
It's about the future.
It's not about
the
past.
You're a beat writer, and you're sitting there, and you got to, you know, how do you follow the story?
No doubt about it.
There's, like, I saw about six stories you could follow out of that stuff. I mean, really, you could, you know, write it, rewrite it, and write it again. It's just a rich vein of information.
Can never overwrite the quarterback.
Never. Never, ever, ever. All right, we got to get to our show. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.